Architecture. Stand facing the main entrance door. Let's examine the characteristics of this building. Although the dominating architectural style of the 1920s Coral Gables development was Mediterranean, the Great Depression of the 1930s introduced new ideals and aesthetics. The old police and fire station is thus a blend of the Mediterranean style that preceded it and the Depression or streamlined modern style that was popular from 1930 through 1942. For example, notice the wrought iron lamps on either side of the entrance. The material was used for many Mediterranean-style lamp fixtures. However, the geometric shape of this particular pair of lamps is very typical of Depression modern. Notice the vertical grooves rising up the building on either side of the entrance. Instead of designing actual columns in the round, a staple in Mediterranean architecture, the Depression-era architects, perhaps finding that element too lavish for the poor economic times, designed grooves in the facade of the building to give an impression of columns without the expense of construction. Notice the sunbeam-like grooves above the main entrance. This sunburst motif was very popularly used in Depression modern buildings after New York's Chrysler Building set the trend in 1930. Overall, Depression modern buildings commissioned by the Public Works Administration reflect a greater use of conservative and classical elements. Other Depression-era ideals reflected in the building include the use of a local construction material, in this case coral rock, and the commissioning of local architects, construction workers, and artists in the design and construction of the building. Notice the pelican sculpture above the front entrance, sculpted by a WPA artist. Now, walk to the corner of Aragon and Salzito Street to find the cornerstone of the building. When you get to the corner, press 47.